Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hey, hey, brothers and sisters, hey, how y'all doing tonight? Welcome back. We had a technical difficulty last week, but I'm happy to be back with you all today as we speak right now. I hope everybody's doing well and fine because it's getting that funny food weather, and I hope everybody get it together. So the topic of tonight is that as people and individuals, I'm wondering, how do we measure success? I mean, it's at all levels where you can really, really try to get an understanding. But, you know, I'm just basically trying to figure out, is it a collective thing or is it an individual thing? But what I'm trying to figure out is that, you know, success varies in a lot of ways. And I was just wondering, how do we measure it? Because sometimes, you know, certain things that we do, certain things that we say, you know, we can look at it as the whole. Because whether you have a heavy position at the job, you possess some power, or about the materialism that you got, or even the money, you know, the two-point car, garage, the picket fence, the nice-looking wife, everything above. So I was just wondering, deep in my heart of hearts, how do we really measure it? Because, I mean, if you really want to get kind of funky about it, you can say a drug dealer that's making a lot of money, is he successful? Or the person that, hey, sells a lot of newspapers, are they successful? I'm just trying to figure out, how do we really measure our success? And I was just trying to get other people's opinion about it. Because a lot of times, you know, success is measured, I guess, in the things that you like doing or accomplishing goals. So I'm just wondering and trying to figure it out. Because a lot of times things don't look always as it seems. I'm just trying to get an understanding and know about it. So, you know, that's why I thought that this would be a nice topic tonight for all of us to discuss and try to get some insight. Because deep down inside, I mean, there's nothing wrong with enjoying your success. But is it a fine line or is it just something that you yearn for? Because a lot of people sometimes figure that success comes from within. And there's a lot of humility with a lot of people's success. They try to be as humble as they can and try to really enjoy it. So I was just wondering. That's all. Because a lot of times, us as people try to mask our success with the things that we have instead of who we are. So, as a person with both feet on the ground, I like to wonder sometimes if that's what it's all about. And if so, then, hey, maybe I need to chase and do like everybody else. So, it's a hot button issue tonight, and I just need everybody to get in and try to understand, that's all. So, as we talk tonight, you know, those are some deep issues. Looking forward to you all elaborating on it. Yeah. Okay, now we can hear y'all. I'm sorry. Okay, can you all hear me now? Because I don't understand where we're going with all this madness. I'm really getting frustrated because I'm trying to reach my audience
And it's like, hey, I don't know if it's a demonic spirit that's telling me no, no, no. But whatever the case may be, it ain't too cool or healthy. And that's for real. Because I'm tired of this up and down. Yeah, so basically that's where I'm at, y'all, because this thing ain't acting right.
Hello.
What was here?
I don't know what the hell I have to do. I really don't. I don't. I try my best and try my hardest.
Okay, you back. Hello, hello.
Yeah, caller, can you tune in? Can you call in?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, can you give me a reply about the subject that I have at hand?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, how do you measure success?
Hello? How do I make success?
How do you measure success?
Well,
I think I will make a success
if I hang around positive people and learn how to do positive things. And first of all, I need to listen to what God tells me to do. Let him lead and guide me, first of all.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's where I think my success will come from within the Lord. Whatever he needs and guide me to do, I trust him. And so I am his child, and that's what I'm supposed to do.
Okay. Well, I mean,
and I think that's where anybody's success will come from the Lord.
Okay. So it's not measured in materialism, money, or position of power.
Hold on, I'm gonna tell you what is going on with this here. Let me tell you about that. So I think successful comes from, hold on, I put it in my notes. Hold on. If you want to, you can go to the next person. I'm trying to pull it up because I put it in my notes.
It's like you're the only caller right now. The other ones are dropped.
Mm-hmm. No, I think Carl is there.
No, Carl hung up.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just trying to wonder, that's all.
Okay. Hold on. But that's why I think a lot of my success comes from with the Lord, just leading, guiding, and trusting with Him and let Him, you know, just telling me what to do, how to do it, and stay positive as I do it.
Okay, so what you're saying is not based upon materialism or none of that?
None of it.
Okay, because like I said, myself, and I speak for quite a few other people at the same level, I think that success is really measured in how much humility you have for being blessed to be in the position that you're in to do things. You know, I mean, it's not a price tag or any type of material possessions that measure you.
Mm-hmm.
Because this one thing I tried to understand growing up, that you make things don't make you. So,
well, that's true.
You know, I'm looking at it like, in the sense of like a Denzel Washington or somebody, you know, knowing that, hey, you're very successful, but at the same time, you're humble within yourself. You know what I'm saying? And now that he didn't got no, he's more than a mentor to let the people know, like he had brought up through the ranks. How he got now it's how to be brought up through the ranks.
Okay, well, can I just say this?
Yeah.
I think success isn't just about success. It's just not about success. I think it's about, is it just about how much you have or, you know, how much or what you achieve. It's about how you live your life and, you know, the impact on your life and those that's around you.
Okay.
And it goes back to positivity. Nothing but positive.
Right. But at the same time, I can't speak for everybody else, but why do everything feel so good on the surface? You know, because remember those situations where you might have these people that live the typical nice suburban life, and then you never know you're living next door to a serial killer or pervert, you know, or anything out of the ordinary, but they have the criteria that America psychologically put in our mind to let us think that measure them as being successful. You know what I'm saying? The two-car garage, the picket fence, the beautiful wife, the two dogs. You know, society perpetuate this myth and that you think that that's successful. Like I said earlier in the beginning, hell, I've seen $60,000-$70,000 cars hang out in the projects where these guys live at, and hey, you're one of the biggest drug dealers in the city. Does that make them any more successful than the guy that's a corporate insurance executive? You know, that's what I'm saying. It's like they're playing with my mind. Remember, everything has to go through the criteria of society before that they can put the stamp of approval on and say that you are successful What about the man that been at the paper stand for 10 years? Or the guy that loves shiny shoes? Is he any more successful than the guy that got all the social criteria that America has to take? Yeah, he's successful. That's what I'm
saying.
Yes, trying
he is, but you also have to stay mindful about some people get comfortable in a job, and you know, it's not that they don't want to be successful. They, to them, they have reached their success. And
so,
you know, and that's why they said it's not about what you got or, you know, how much you achieve. Like you just said about somebody shining shoes, that
yeah.
might be all they want to do all their life. And they say, hey, I achieved what I wanted to do, and this is where I'm going to stay.
That's what I'm saying. So how can it be really measured? That's what I want to know, because if you go by the criteria of society, it's like you really shut out. And I haven't heard one thing mentioned through this whole scenario. Are you happy in what you're doing? Because that's where I feel that's where it all comes down to. That success can never be measured. It's about the level of your happiness of what you're doing. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Happiness, success comes with positivity. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, like proton, neutron, electron, you need all three to work as cells in your body. But at the same time, you know, I don't know, because I'm old world, and I always felt and thought that, you know, you make things don't make you. And if you're blessed enough to reach any type of dreams and goals you got to thank God first, because he made it all possible and still has some humility. You know, I've met people that were celebrities when I used to park cars in the Fairmont Hotel, and they're some nasty human beings, man. I met Michael Jordan one time, and he had to barricade the white people around him so much, he couldn't speak unless they spoke for him first. You know, and I was saying to myself, wow, man, is that what we done got to a point we don't have a common touch with people anymore? Don't get me wrong, he pulled up in a Lamborghini sports car looking so good. He got the nice flash shoes of his and his nice dress-up apparel and all that. But at the same time, I mean, if you bought into how they measure your success, you start believing that, man. And that was a living example, because I wasn't surprised, because, like they say in the Bible, ain't nothing new under the sun. But at the same time, I felt kind of disposition, because it's like, is the F that at the end to a point where you just can't relate to just common, working everyday people? Because, hell, whether you're here or not, I'm still going to get my tips and go home and be happy. You know?
Because
I enjoy what I do. Because I talk a lot, like I got this show, right? And
right.
I feel good just communicating with people. That's how I feel successful. Because
okay.
I knew who I was. And that's what makes a difference. You know what I'm saying? So, I was just trying to get an understanding. That's all, because, you know, sometimes when you think that you might be doing right, you know, I guess reality and the demonic spirit steps in and tell you, oh, no, because you don't dress this way, you don't look this way, you know, then a projection starts, thinking that, you know, you're not content and happy with what you're doing, but hey, like I said, without humility and a good conscience of you enjoying what you're doing, it can never be exposed, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm old to a point right now that things have to start coming from within. And I don't want to be put on, I want to say, as a statistic on the government chart.
Mm-hmm.
Through projection, they can dictate your future before you even die yet, man. And they can anticipate your moves, and then they put all this fake facade on to let you think that, hey, you're not doing what we ask you to do, the standard of success in society, to a point you're doing the best that you can do. And some people are content with that, as long as they walk away with a smile.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, some people.
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy because I want to look at it at the right thing with all eyes open. You know.
I would like to say the reason I don't really, I can't say too much about the success part. I mean, I can say much as I can, like I just did, but I can't say I'm climbing to the top. As they say, I know I ain't on top of the game, and I ain't trying to be on the bottom of the game. I'm just trying to stay in the game. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, my success is sitting in the middle. If I had a lot of success, then I would be on the top. So I wouldn't know how success is until I climbed all the way to the top. But I want to be up, not just, I mean, everybody thinks they're on top of the world in Vegas, but I want to go and stay in New York or Hollywood or something. You see what I'm saying?
Right. But at the same time, when you're making all these moves, is there any type of humbleness behind it? Because I figure that you can reach that plateau as long as you're well-rounded. You know, you can't have it both ways. You can't say you want this, but you want to be funky about that. You want to look down your nose at people because they're not at the same, what they say, quote-unquote, level as them. You know. That's why I'm starting to break away and get into like a loner's mentality, you know, because I never want to run with the crowd anyway. So my whole attitude was that, hey, man, I'm thinking that the real success is being blessed to reach your goal, have a lot of humility once you get there, and still don't let it absorb you and take you away. Because, you know, it'll be a time that I wind up getting on the news to something out of the ordinary I've done once I get successful. Or getting to the PDD party, you know, run around like R. Kelly. Or join a cult like they say Jay-Z and Beyonce do. You know what I'm saying? With all the money in the world, unlimited, everybody's taken care of, you know. But at the same level, it's like a big hole inside that could never be filled. Because when is it enough? Because if they imagine you, it'll probably never be enough. If success is measured, I always thought that success was from within and what you make it. That's all I'm trying to understand. That's for real. So that's all I'm trying to really, really grasp. Because, you know, on the other hand, you have people that's done all this stuff and they're miserable as H. You know? And then it gets to a point where they want to commit suicide. Yeah. Like Deion Sanders said, he wasn't happy with his life and he had all the money and all the success, played two sports and was really, really successful at it. I mean successful physically and mentally. And he just said that he had what was left was an empty feeling, you know, a very empty feeling. So it was like, you know, when you think about it, it's kind of crazy because he was like, hey, he just gave up on life. And it's like, how can you give up on life when you live up here and everybody want to be you? You know what I'm saying? And that was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, Skip, let me just say this. I'm going to ask you something. Right now, I know you're thinking positive on your life. So, I mean, I actually hope so. Let's put it like that. Because I know you're a dear friend of mine. So my whole thing is I just want to say this to you. I think you have reached some success in your life because you have a radio station. You see what I'm saying? So, Foster says, how much farther would you like to go with your radio station? I mean, it's not an interview or anything. I'm just asking. Because you never know. You might say some things that will help somebody else, put some positivity in their life, something positive in their life, put a smile on their face or anything. Just like you say, we make you feel good and put a smile on your face when we come in.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for that comment. It's just that, you know what? This is my common touch, and this is my therapy. To my heart of hearts and myself, I really hope that this never ends. You know, as long as I got life and breath, because the best thing in the world that I ever felt is to have an impact on people as well as they have on me. And that's what I feel, because I'm not going to pay for this. I'm not going to put nothing monetarily. But I want to make sure that I'm not an alien out here too, as well. To a point that, you know, I got to walk this earth and then I look like, hey, you know, I'm out of touch. You know, it's like they say with Indians. You know, I have to try to keep my ear to the ground and know what's going on. And the only way I can know that this is going on is through, you know, communicating with everybody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's for real. You know, that's what I say. I'm trying to get away from what society has to say. Because the best source of really knowing the conscience of the people is to be around them or either communicate with them. So then I know deep in my heart of hearts that this is what the consciousness and what everybody can feel. So I won't be making a hasty generalization or a bad decision. You know what I'm saying? Serious.
Well, you know what? I understand what you said about not caring about what society can say. Because you know the old saying, right, what our parents say, right, used to say.
What's that?
Huh?
What's that?
What you eat don't make me shit.
True. True. You know, that's what I'm saying. It really takes, you know, my mother used to tell me growing up, she used to say, there's no creativity in negativity. It takes a person to step outside the group and be innovative and creative to do the things that they enjoy doing in their life. It don't matter if you're 7 or 8 that tea. As long as you're successful at it and you continue to be happy, hey, we all in like poker with you, you know, but you have to find something that you enjoy doing, because if not, you know, you just like a bunch of sheep going to the slaughterhouse. And that's crazy, because I mean, things are defined from with the individual. It's never defined as a whole in society, because the more they keep talking like that, the more I'm thinking that they finna all, we finna walk like sheep to the slaughterhouse. To be honest with you, because if you follow and don't lead, where will your humility and your comfort of being successful is? I mean, because you get all this pole and you might be a stripper and you make a lot of money every night. You know, do you enjoy what you're doing? If you do, I'm all with you. But at the same time, in society, that's mentioned as a no-no or a black taboo. So I'm just trying to figure it out. That's all. Okay, we got some more callers on here. Let me try to get to another call, and thank you for calling in.
Okay,
really
it was nice talking to you, and I'm going to stay on and listen to your air, and it's always good listening to you, okay?
I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I will be
really
definitely looking forward to listening to you next week. You stay safe. God bless you and love you.
You too as well. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Hello, caller. Hello. Hello, caller. You're on live.
This Skipper, I was just was able to join in, and I caught the end, so I don't know what you was talking about, but I'm listening. I'm on. I just got off work, and I jumped right on to support you.
Okay. Well, hey, how you doing? The topic of tonight was, how do we measure success? You know? Hello? Skipper?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I'm sorry for missing.
Yeah. The topic tonight was about how do we measure success, because it's a wide range, but individually, I've always thought that success should be measured in what your goals are, how you accomplish it, and the main thing is the humility you have behind it, because that's a wide range and that's so open for people to follow everybody else, you know, and I'm just trying to figure it out that if you're a person that comes from the old world school like I do, that you make things and things don't make you, I figure that myself personally that your success comes from within and you got to be humble with it. You know, because like I said, I've known a bunch of guys sold mostly all the drugs on the whole South Side, man. Does that make them better than a corporate executive? I mean, who does these measuring? That's what I want to know, to lead us astray and deceive us. That's just like saying, what's more successful? To have a $5,000 in a plastic bag or a Gucci bag with maybe $20 in it just to get you something to eat? What makes that so successful? You get where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, so that's why I look at it in that type of way, because, you know, that's just general for the public, but at the same time, that's something that we carry as individuals to have something to shoot for, some goals. You know, because I come from a school of you make things don't make you, and there shouldn't be no measuring stick on how you live your life and how you're going to try to enjoy it and be happy. For real, man. So I was just wondering, that's all, because I want to make sure I don't make the same mistakes. You know, silly mistakes anyway. Yeah. So that's just about it, though. I'm trying to get some clarity because I'm a little bit older in life, and I'm just looking at things maybe just basically not one-sided, but at the same time, what's really good for me, plural. Because the way this crazy life is, it'll make you go crazy. So you got to dang on be two people. So that's basically it, though. But other than that, hey, I'm glad you called in. And I appreciate that because we was having some technical problems earlier, but we got it on track. Well,
yeah, I'm sorry. I'm moving around, but I'm listening. But I just got to say, seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all the desires of your heart shall be added unto you. That's all I got to say. And according to Jeremiah 29:11, God know the plans he has for you. So give it to God. Let him lead your life. It's called relationship. Build a relationship with God, and he will direct your path. That's it.
Amen. Amen. Because you know something? Hey, man, that's more the substance than the surface could ever be. That's what I'm saying. When you do have this success, there shouldn't be no measuring stick, and there should be a lot of humility to God. You know what I'm saying? It really should. And that's basically where I'm at. Because I tell you something, without it, hey, there's still going to be an empty hole somewhere. Really it is. I mean, we can pop it up and we can scratch when we don't itch, and we can grit our teeth when we pose a smile, but deep down inside in our hearts, man, we got to really understand, hey, this is who you are, and this is what you're going to be, and out of all this, can you keep some decency as a human being in spite of all this, whether you got bazillion simoleon or whether you only got $5? That's what I'm saying, because remember, it can always be worse, but at the same time, what gets you through the night? And that's what's important. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, God got the greatest hand there is, and that's what kind of keep you grounded, if you humble with your success. That's all I'm saying. So, basically, you know, I appreciate everybody calling, that giving me insight on the subject, because, like I said, you know, when you're faced with a situation where you have to go all in like poker with your life, you know, where you at the end of your rope to where you got to risk everything to gain nothing, you know, I don't know about everybody else, but I don't have no time to look over my shoulder to act like, is this acceptable enough? Because, like I say, I got a big mouth and a personality, so that's stuff that everybody else is on. I've always been separate since kindergarten. So I just want to make sure that my head is on the right plane and not on the swivel. So if it ever becomes a point that I can get an opportunity to make my life better, like you said, I have to go through it with God first to protect me and give me some humility. And then at the same time, I don't want to get lost. Because the higher you climb sometimes, the more you forget. You know what I'm saying? Just a common, basic, everyday people thing. That's all I'm trying to understand, because it can get really, really hairy, man. I mean, I've seen it happen to people, you know, family members, people that I grew up, people that I know. You know, and if that's what success is, to be in a different light, or, you know, having a different type of concept about people, then I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just made to just walk on the beach and sell fruit. I don't know. I just don't want to be around that madness. Because, like I said, you know, it's a bigger picture. It's always a bigger picture. And to find out where you fit in that picture, hey, it shouldn't be no measuring stick behind it. It shouldn't. You know, whether you collect cans, or whether you sell nachos on the back porch, supposed to be, hey, something that you enjoy doing to keep a goal. Because I tell you something, at this job that I have, for years, I used to loathe it. Used to complain about it and all that. You know, because I never had no goal. And like I was listening to Arnold Schwarzenegger on YouTube the other day, and he was right. He said, you was lucky enough to slide through the cracks of life and you wind up getting a job that can take care of your means and your livings, and now you stuck there because you didn't have no goal. You say, the only reason why I worked out as hard as I did and I enjoyed what I was doing, spending 5 or 6 hours in the gym every day, because my goal was based upon trying to be Mr. Universe. And he said that's why it was never no bitterness and happiness like that, because with that he had a goal. With that goal, he worked hard to be successful at it, and that's why he enjoyed it. That's why he said he never wanted to be in the point where he just working just to be working, you know, and not having nothing to really look forward to. And when he said that, it kind of dawned on me, because it's like when people say stuff, man, sometimes if they real and sincere out of their heart of hearts, it's like you can really, really know that they sincere. And when he said you have to have a plan and a goal inside of what you're doing, that's when it's important. You know, seriously. So you won't be bitter. I don't want to come here. I hate this place. But when paycheck comes, you like, you know, the happiest person on earth. So I'm just trying to find these things to make me have a clear mind and a consciousness. So whatever endeavors that I choose to get into, I can have something that I can call my own, and at the same time, I can enjoy doing it with a smile instead of training vain. For real. I mean, that really opened my eyes to something when you said that, because I never got it. I never understood it. But I see now. I really do. And that's what's really important. So, hey, that's what I was saying. I was just trying to elaborate on this and get a clear conscience, because it's enough to be in this crazy world as it is, and I don't want to get lost in the shuffle, that's all. That's all. You know, and it takes God to give you that humility. You know what I'm saying? To where... you don't want to feel like, hey, I'm above and everybody's below, or to a point that you still got a void in your life and you're not happy with all this so-called success. Because, you know, they said that's why a famous rock group, the Rolling Stones, one of their original members that founded the group, Brian Jones, they said that's why he wound up in the bathtub dead, because he was never happy. You know, they had all the success in the world, right? The Rolling Stones, they still around now. And he died back in the 1960s or the 70s. But it was the fact that they said that still, you know, with all the success that they had, remember, Rolling Stones next to the Beatles, greatest group ever, they said that, hey, he was never happy. And his success was measured 20 times over across the world. So I'm just trying to figure out, is it when we put a measuring stick on success that makes us go crazy, or is it that, hey, you know, we forgot to be humble and have a lot of contentment with our success? But whatever the case is, it's kind of scary because, hey, I just want to be left alone and be humble. That's it. That's for real, man. I don't want nothing else. I didn't ask for anything. Mm-hmm. So that's just like if you go out somewhere, just say a dating scenario, right? First thing they ask, where you work at. I always thought the question should have been asked, are you working? Because if you have to ask me where I work at, that's a red flag, because you're trying to mention me not in what I do, but where I work at. You know, that was like a trend, a fad. Where you work at? You know, or like when I go back to my old neighborhood reunion every year, the first thing come out their mouth, you still at CTA? And, you know, after they asked me this several times, everybody around the park, instead of asking me, how your health, how your family, what you doing, you know, I started getting kind of offensive. I took it personal. So, you know what I tell them usually when they ask me that question? No, they let me go. I sell that freshener. You want a baton? Because it shouldn't be measured. It should never be a measuring stick to me as far as you living. And how you make your living, it should be asked that, hey, man, you know, what's going on with your dreams and your goals and things like that instead of that. So I'm just trying to figure it out because I'm older now and I ain't got no time to keep playing these ghetto head games. So that's where I'm at. But other than that, hey, I want to thank you, Skipper, and for all the callers that called in. I really appreciate you all because it was kind of funky tonight. They were still going through that crazy technical stupidness, but I'm glad I managed to reach people, man, because that's what I'm here for. Because like I explained before, I can't afford no psychiatrist, and I don't like too many priests, you know, because priests like the flat Eastern instead of United, some of them. So, you know, this is my only way I have to. So, but I'm going to leave y'all with this. May God bless you and take you to wherever you want to go, because he's the only one that can do it. So, until next week, you all, signing off.
Okay, God bless you, Kip.
You too. Thank you, and have a good one.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.